It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels here, and really excited because Rachel Yamagata, who's actually my friend on Facebook, she friended me on Facebook, which makes this a very special occasion. Welcome, Rachel, to KCSN.
Thanks for having us.
No, it's tremendous. Rachel and I were talking moments ago about all the places she's lived. I was in Chicago at another radio station I was putting on when Happenstance came out. Mm-hmm. And I had known of your history in Bumpus, a Chicago band, which I'm going to assume you went to school. You went to Northwestern,
right? I did,
right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's trace the steps. You're originally from Arlington, mm-hmm. Virginia.
Yep.
And then you go to...
Grew up in the Maryland, D.C. area. That was high school,
right?
Middle school, high school.
And you must be pretty smart because you went to Northwestern.
Well, somehow I got in.
Yeah.
And went there for a year, actually transferred to Vassar for my sophomore year.
Whoa. Okay, kid.
And stir things up and came back to Northwestern because I wanted to pursue theater. And the theater teacher I had really fallen in love with at Vassar ended up leaving and going to another school. So it was the right timing for me to go back and did that, and realized that just school was maybe not for me as much of it as it should be, and it was a little tricky with the acting department, which was very intense and very awesome.
Yeah.
And lovely, and
with the Second City connection,
I mean,
it's Steppenwolf,
just
so
wonderful.
Much. Yeah.
It's so amazing, and I think something happened with me where right as I was questioning whether I really wanted to do theater, I see this band in Chicago and just fell in love and wanted to be up there playing tambourine with them, anything. The whole experience really got me. And when I started writing songs, I got the bug the way I think actors do for scripts, figuring out the motivation and the character and all of that. And music just seamlessly sort of took over everything.
Forget them. Go those ways we missed out connecting. Despite all our trying, it always came back to what I couldn't give. So when I think of starting up again, or trying seems impossible to do. I hope you know, even if we can, I want it to. Who knows why two people perfectly align? should ever have to find themselves apart.
How did the evolution into Rachel Yamagata, solo artist, take place, and what was your motivation?
Yeah, what's the motivation? You know, it's one of the reasons Happenstance became kind of the title of the record was because it just, it almost, a lot of things fell into place that I wasn't expecting. And part of the experience in Bumpus was really digging into the craft of songwriting and exploring all different sides of it. And Bumpus was very collaborative, so everybody wrote. And I would be writing these songs on the side, which were something I felt like I needed to get out, but they were much more ballad-driven, darker. It wasn't right for the particular band. And
very intimate song.
Yeah, it's very intimate and just a different vibe, different right. genre in a way. And so my sort of base of action was really centered around Bumpus. And then it was by chance almost that Michael McDermott, who is an artist in Chicago, who had seen me play a couple times in Bumpus, literally just passed my information on to somebody working as a scout for Maverick Records, this guy Neil Trauma, and said, you know, heads up, she's going to send you some songs, check them out. And so I did, and that really started a snowball effect for things. And me, who had never shown anybody my own little sad songs for 5 years, was finally, you know, getting them out there. And it just, it took a year, but the label frenzy started, and it kind of felt like, well, where did this girl come from? And I sort of felt that way too. I was like, well, I've been here and Chicago doing this thing, but I think the stylistically the music was so different that it maybe it became a different statement.
Saturday morning, and we got baby, I've been missing you in the strongest way. All of the days of the week have come down to this. Just kiss me, we'll be okay. There's no one around here that I would miss more if you weren't away. It's a little luck, it's a little soul. It's a little love. It's a little love for what we've got. It's another day to start making up. Oh, baby, just look how lucky we got. Saturday morning, and we've got no other place to be. Baby, when you're lying in my arms, you seem to fit so perfectly. Oh, honey, honey, please just stay right next to me. Maybe we could do this every day of the week. Ooh, it's a little love, it's a little soul. It's a little love, it's a little love for what. It's another day to start making up. Oh, baby, just look how lucky we are. Oh. It's a little love. It's a little so, oh, 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 oh. It's a little love. It's a little love for what we've got. It's a little love. It's a little so, oh, 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 oh. It's a little love. Love for what we have got. It's another day to start making up. Oh, baby, just look how lucky we are. How lucky we are.
Happenstance was such a product of songs that I had been writing over a number of years, and it had that, it just has a freshness for your first record. It's sure. One of those things, and what that allowed me to do was get a bunch of traction, as you said, be able to tour for a good solid 2 years, and really sort of hone my chops in a lot of ways in terms of performing as a solo artist. And the other side of that is the schedule's crazy. I'd never been signed before. I'd never been so lonely before. Your personal relationships really start to take a nosedive just because you're on a plane or yeah. You're in a car or van, whatever, every hour of the day. So I think Elephants, that record, was along with that sense of like, what is this roller coaster I've now come on, and how are my friendships being tested? And I also, had some people very close to me pass away, so I had experienced that first initial experience with death, really. And so Elephants was kind of a processing of those first fleshed out years, and something that I really felt I needed to make, but very dark, like that kind of the elephant side is very cinematic and lush and for a rainy day, and it definitely dives dark. I think what happened with Tea Sinking Into Heart was that because of also the live performance, there was an energy on stage that I loved, and I wanted to do a dynamic show, and I wanted to have something that was gritty, and along with the, you know, sad experiences, I had things that would infuriate me, and there was this other energy that needed to come out, and so I started writing accordingly, and we didn't censor ourselves in the studio, and just sort of... wherever the song would lead us, that's where we went with it. And by the end of it, they really felt like two different sides of a character, per se. And it just felt right to present them in that way.
Of the car started to drive without a pair, with no direction. You said it'd be good for me to break out of my daily routine. You were always trying to teach some lesson. You want it, you want it, you wanted me. I feel the open road with the wind on my face. Well, I'm here and I'm finally free. at a letter that I wrote to you long ago. I wouldn't even know now where to send it. It's funny how it all poured out on paper. If only I had found a way to tell you. If only you found a way to love me for who I am, the way that I loved you. But all of this means nothing. Yeah, all of this means nothing.
More and more artists are turning to either mini majors or, in your case, you took it one step further.
Yeah.
And you, like other artists before you, utilized the Pledge Music platform.
Sure.
Talk to us about that, because I just think it's got to be indicative on one hand, and satisfying to you to know so many fans.
Yeah.
Got behind you. Talk to us. Listeners about Pledge Music and how this record came to be and the engagement of the fan base.
Sure. Pledge Music is a program that's run online by these amazing people who are music lovers. They've played music. They've been in the industry. All of those things. But their goal is to really allow artists to retain their masters, engage their fan base that already exists, and basically facilitate the making of these projects with your fan base. So for me, the project was this record and this tour, and it's fan funded, and you know that's a primary target, but you know, portions go to charity, and then as the artist, you offer up incentives to your fans to further kind of give something back or see if someone wants to support in a way that maybe they get a handwritten lyric book or VIP backstage passes, something special. I think I had a Martin guitar that went, or a video shoot skirt, things like that, which for me as a fan of another artist, I would think of like, what would be something I would never get in any other way?
A real sense of either memorabilia or a personal connection.
Exactly. Which in and of itself, I think, is a really interesting thing. But then when you think that you're also contributing to making this whole record come to be, your fans are basically fronting you for what you supposedly believe they would have gotten anyways, because they're waiting for music for you. And you post videos and they can see, for me, people would see as we went along,
the creative
song like
process.
Starlight. Yeah, they see where it starts. They see us actually laying down the drum tracks. They see us dancing as we're mixing it. And so you can get this backstage insight into how it's coming together. So it's, to me, I feel like it's very mutually beneficial and something that I'm really interested in. Now a lot of my friends that I've been, you know, peers in the music, I see them doing it. Rhett Miller just launched his Pledge campaign, and it's doing great. Garrison Starr, a friend of mine, has been doing hers, and I found out about it through Tracy Bonham, and you know, it's just been it's very empowering.
Couldn't see a thing tonight. Not one star. Not one star. Something. Couldn't see a thing tonight. Not one star. Not one star. Something for you. Star shone for you. Yeah, I had a real hard time tonight. I still feel your breath. All my love I hold for you. And I think that I've been holding out to hold on to you. And I'm terrified to sigh, cause I need you. Of water, everyone needs a place to go to sometimes. Something about you is like going against Mother Nature, and I decide to face her every time. Starlight makes it all the same. Low light and I feel the pain. And starlight makes it all the game with you, baby. I watch you walk across the street. I keep wondering why I can't leave. All the heavens are against me. And you, do you even know a thing about me? Do you even think about my needs? Cause I need.
Rachel, I want to thank you for coming by.
Thank you so much.
And you always have a home here.
Oh, you
so when you're back in L.A. the next time around, you come back and spend as much time as you want.
And you're the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.